Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it.
Okay, so Beckett is playing soccer and he's in this club that has added these other levels within his age group. Okay.
So there's like elite, silver, gold.
It was like regular team. And then they were like, we're going to have academy team. And if you're not good enough to make an academy team, we're going to be on pre-academy.
Yeah.
And so Beckett last year was his first season. So he didn't have him try any out or whatever for that. And a couple of his friends went over to that. And then he's on a team that's 50% kids who played with kids who went on to academy. And it's a team that's really was a strong team that had a lot of success, end up getting mixed with new kids because those kids went on, new kids. And so then they got put into a lower division. They killed it. There's a handful of kids who are definitely can play in a higher level. So it was very easy for them competitively. And then there are the other kids that really got to learn a lot and develop, I think, quickly because they got some wins, which was great. Yeah. But anyway, so then, and that was a really fun season. Then because of that, and I think they're trying to make it all these competitive things, I think all these coaches are talking about these kids. And so Beckett would like to be at that level, but we certainly are not pushing it because he wants to be with some of his friends. Anyway, so he's been invited to play once or twice and he doesn't play that great because he doesn't know these kids and he gets thrown out there and it seems like a lot of pressure for him. Well, anyway, he got thrown on this team for Saturday and they were playing kids who were a year older, who were the elite team of the year age group later. And the coach who was his coach last year, who now coaches all these elite players, was like, oh, if he's available, he's going to get a lot of foot time in. Our team really, because he plays goalie, our team will get, he'll get a lot of touches in as goalie because we play that way. That's all he said. So I was like, sure, Beck, do you want to play? Yeah, he's available. We show up. I'm like, hey, have fun. I don't say anything to him. Little did I know, Jess, he's absolutely terrified the entire game. He's nervous. He knows that this is like two levels above where he's at. He knows this is the academy team or whatever. And he knows that they're playing this other age group. And I didn't say anything to him because I have my own anxieties. And so I was trying to play it down. Little did I know, he's developing his own anxieties and he was nervous and he was terrified and he did not have fun. And he played fine, but he didn't play great. And then, so afterwards, I hugged him. I was like, I looked at him in the face. He was ghost white, red eyes. Like you could just tell, like something was off. I was like, are you okay? How'd you feel? Oh, it's fine. Are you okay about it? I don't know. Do you want to talk about it? Were you nervous? Were you? It's fine. No, it just plays it off, right? So I kept pushing him. And then I found an opportunity a day later because I think he was really trying to process it. And he was like, Mom, because I was like, hey, Beck, have you ever been nervous before? And he was like yesterday, the entire time of the game, because, oh, by the way, at the end of the game, Beckett's perceived to be one of the best goalies of his age group, but he's never been formally trained. He started taking some goalkeeping training, but he doesn't understand half of the stuff they're asking him to do. They did penalty kicks. So everybody's staring at him.
He's never had to defend against that.
What?
He's never had to defend against that.
I know little to nothing about soccer. Kids who were like, he has to do it against kids who are a year older.
Yeah.
And like never been formally trained on doing penalty kicks. And the coach wasn't really giving him, I think the coach is like expecting him to know stuff and gives him like guidance, but like Beckett just, people process and learn differently. He hasn't been playing with that coach.
Right.
So I was a little frustrated. But anyway, he was like, Mom, that was the most nervous I've ever been. I know that team is the elite team for my age group. And I want to be on that team. I know I have to be good. Ugh. So then the coach reaches out to us yesterday and was like, I want to talk about Beckett's performance. So we talked to him or whatever. I'm a little like, F you. Like, you threw him, like even Brian was like, you threw him to the wolves. Like, why do you, like, it was fine. Thanks for help letting him play. But if he's going to play at this level, he needs to do A, B, C, and D. And I don't really prepped us the wrong way, Jess.
I think it's really difficult because I think he's still a little young.
Yeah.
It's very difficult on when, because we debate on when. I don't think we had Dominic play club ball till 11. And I don't know when we're going to have Gio go. But like, I do think there is a very big jump from a rec ball situation to club ball, where it's just tough. I think it's very tough and every kid is different. And I think about Gio's on this team now. I don't know if he's playing up. I don't know if he's playing up, but it's so hard. When he was doing coach pitch, you hit home runs all the time. So it's okay. How long do you let them be the best before you're like, you need to move to this next level because you're not being challenged anymore. And now we had to move up, and in the fall, it didn't seem as big of a deal, but there are 13 players and there are two kids his age and size, and there are 10 year olds. So some kids keep their kids lower. Like, there are fourth and fifth graders on his team, and he's way smaller than everyone.
Yeah.
So he showed up, saw, so you're the best of the best. And then you show up and you're smaller than everybody. And so I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. And now he's in his head about it. And it is so hard of when Dominic double played. He played 13 and 14. And I was worried that he was going to be burnt out. And I was very frustrated. But he wanted to be on the 13. So he had to keep playing to show he could do it. And it's so hard to know, because I know you and I talk about this all the time, on when you push your kids and when you let them, when you need to push them and when you need to just pull back. And it's so hard to know because their mental health and well-being is the best. And to be experiencing that much pressure at 10 is...
The other thing is, I question how much of it is manufactured, like false, because he's played with several of the kids on that team and he's played at that level. And so he is capable of it. And I think he has the ability to do it. It's interesting. This is the first time I've seen him get into his own head. And I was disappointed in the coach in some way that there's not like a nurturing, supportive thing. And so I told him, I know Beckett is hard to read. I want to let you know, he was extremely nervous. Like, he's never been that nervous.
And was it just with you and Brian? The meeting was just with you two, not with
us.
Okay.
Correct.
But he did give you feedback on what he could do.
He did. And we're going to do some of that. But I think Brian was like a little off-putting because it was like, it made it seem like we need to get him to do more things.
Right, right.
And so it's like, why should we, like, that seems like a little bit overachievy for a 10-year-old. And so that's a little bit troubling for us. But I think of that. And so what I'm frustrated with is, it's if he needs to do some additional skills, he has practice 3 times a week right now. And so does that mean he's not getting that out of the practice? Why are we going to the practice?
Right. And are they not pulling? So I know for a lot of my kids' sports, they're pulling catchers and pitchers. So like the catchers on Gabby's one team will go 30 minutes early, or pitchers come early. Because they're not,
he's not getting any individual.
Yeah. And for as much as you pay, I'm sure you pay a lot because we pay a lot. That's a little disappointing that they're not doing that individual.
And so then there's this other side, which is one of my good friends whose kid, you know how it is, who like left to go to another team. Okay. And you're hearing great things about the other team. So I was like, maybe this isn't our thing. Like, maybe we. So I think for us, it's how much do it? Because there's so many soccer clubs too.
Well, and I also think asking, like, just if we pull back, do we need to do academy? If you're having fun and you're doing great and you're never academy, does that matter?
What's weird is, though, I feel like we're being pulled into it. And so that's where we're struggling with it.
It's like, we'll explore academy in sixth grade. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know. But I was going to say, the other thing is, Justin follows every baseball, softball influencer. And there was a guy on there that talks about, because you talk about the head game, right? And I would say pitching, right, is one where you've really got to get that head game going.
Yeah, yeah.
And
for
so
sure,
this
100%.
Guy was saying, I would rather my son be 12, struggling on the mound and not knowing what to do, than be 17 and have never felt that before.
I know.
So there's something to be said. We talked about mini traumas on what happened to you, that it's like a mini, let's see how you did. And then let's process and debrief and say, okay, we don't need to do that 5 days a week, but it's like we put him out there. He felt really nervous. And hey, you felt really nervous, but you actually did well. And anyway, right? Because we have to know how
I think there's also this thing where you're going to have, there's also a layer of, there's coaches have favorites and coaches have not favorites.
Yeah.
I suspect that this coach is getting pressure from other coaches to bring Beckett up because he's dominant and way stronger than anyone, a lot of other kids he's playing with. I don't know if this coach likes Beckett.
Yeah.
I also don't think that they jive that well because Beckett is really shy, but he could be very overconfident. So he's like a weird personality type, but I don't think it meshes well with this coach.
Yeah.
And so I don't think Beck's going to get the benefit of the doubt with this coach. So you're not always going to have that coach. There's always going to be coaches you don't like.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night because one of Gabby's best friends is no longer on her team. And we were just talking about the dynamics of why some girls just don't play. And you're like, they're totally amazing. And you see them and they're just not playing. And you're like, the coach just must not like them because I don't know what else there could be. Our current coach, let me check that situation out.
I have somebody at my, is that your door or my door?
Sorry, Teddy doesn't normally bark a lot. It was the groceries. Anyways, whatever. I was going to say our current coach, we are 18U, which is really nice because the coach doesn't deal with parents at all. But sometimes behind the scenes, you don't realize why a kid doesn't play too. And it's because they don't like parents or parents are pressuring. I can't believe how many parents call coaches all the time and don't and like pressure on why their kids aren't playing. And some coaches fold to that and other coaches don't. But I just think that's so crazy. One time we had a coach that said, talk to me, and Gabby was performing and she was never playing. So Justin called the coach and was just like, what can she do? But other than that, we've never. Anyway, so sometimes parents are crazy.
Sometimes?
Most of the time. Yeah. No, there was a kid that just left Dominic's team. And it was so crazy, but his kid was not very good at the position he played. So they had moved him to another position, but he was always playing. But at practice, the kid didn't get reps in the position the dad wants him to play. And so he texted the whole team and said, we're leaving. And so it's okay. So people are crazy and they jump teams all the time. Maybe you're right. If this isn't the spot, for Beckett, you can always explore other teams. And most of the places here have open practice. I don't know, is that how for soccer is? Like, you can go to anybody's practice and get a workout.
No, but the one organization has other, like, programs that you can just join or drop in to get
a feel for the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the last thing I wanted to talk about, I got my Apple Watch. It was very new, and now I am like obsessed with it. And one of the reasons I'm obsessed with it is you guys know how crazy and annoyed I was with my Fitbit heart rate and the steps. And you can close all your Apple rings and steps have nothing to do with it. And this is what I've been talking about. I have been working hard and I have been working out, but I don't get the steps. And so now I get the swirlies and the fireworks.
Thanks,
to my rings. Yes, I need validation. I'm almost a full week in with my Future app. And talked about working your butt off and exercising more intensely. And do you feel like, tell me your experience. I am like, is my level of intensity sustainable right now? Because I did not think I was getting enough working out at Pilates. And the two of the last three Pilates have been killing me and so intense. But I told my trainer, I also want to do cardio on the day I do Pilates. So I'm doing like some double workouts. But is that just because I am so out of shape and we should all be doing that? What's your thoughts on your level of intensity at this time of working out?
I think that this should be the minimum of intensity that I'm doing.
Yeah.
They have like cardio classes at the gym that I am terrified to take. I don't think I'm at that level yet. That's what my bellwether is. I also have a Peloton. If I can get through an entire Peloton workout and keep it where they're telling me to.
Yeah.
And not feel like I'm going to die.
Right.
So I feel like I'm out of shape, honestly.
Okay. All different kinds of shape, but I'll agree. That's where I'm at. Okay. Kelly, we're doing like the newlywed game. Are you ready? Kelly, what thing do we hate in a workout? The move
burpees?
That we hate. Burpees. You win. Fireworks. Kelly, I've had to do burpees twice in the past 7 days.
I'm sorry, Josh.
And then I had to do two different kinds of jumping jacks. I think it's called Australian jumping jacks. Kelly, I did two different kinds of jumping jacks and burpees this morning.
I'm sorry.
But I agree with you. So anyways, I'm trying to convince myself like, this is way too much. But I'm like, no, this is just normal people.
I know.
Work out to this level of intensity. And I'm just trying to really focus on Dr. Peter Attia, the key to longevity is vigorous exercise. And I'm just doing 25-minute HIIT. I got Gabby into the Nike Fit app, which is very similar to the workouts I'm doing. And she was like, am I going to do arms there or legs? I'm like, yep, you do a total body workout. And so I'm showing
her,
you know, I like that. I just need accountability. Also, I just want to let you know that Aunt Jean came over. Our Aunt Jean, who's like a big sister to us. She was like 10 and 12 when we were born. And she came over and did my workout with me. She did better than me. She was, because she's been on this kick. She's been doing a whole bunch of HIIT stuff, very similar to what I've been doing with Bill. I really feel like she did better than me at this point. So we were just talking about it, and she just wants to, I think, longevity, right? And to stay fit and strong and feel good. And so that was fun to do with her. That was really good.
I did this walking workout this morning on Peloton and like the treadmill. And dude, I was really in the levels they tell you to be or toward the end. I was still like number 200. And this is why I don't like Peloton as much, because I'm super competitive.
You're competitive. Oh.
And it makes me feel like a loser.
Oh.
It doesn't make me think, I'm so far behind everybody else.
Yeah.
It's not even like I want to try.
I need to get on someone's Peloton to see what I would do. My one friend said they have a cycling class and they were like, you'd love it just because you're so competitive. I'm like, would I, or would I have a stroke? Because I would be trying to keep up.
You get to this point where I'm just like, F it. I'm not going to be where I need to be.
That would be disappointing. I did the treadmill last night. I did Pilates jump board, which I never get to do. And it's really a pretty good cardio workout. So I had already hit all my rings, but I was like, okay, I said I wanted this minute. It was a 21-minute treadmill workout, and I'm on it. And I get, my son is 9 years old, and from his iPad, I'm upstairs on the treadmill, obviously living my best life, like seeing how great I am. It's 8:30 at night, and I'm doing this workout, and look at me. I'm so awesome. Here's Gio's texting me, Mom, I can hear you. It's annoying. I'm like, oh, great. I'm shaking the whole house.
We do it all the time. I wouldn't worry about it. Just be like, I'm beginning to get fit and you need to pipe down.
It's just really, I'm annoying you. I'm so sorry. I'm on another level, living my best life.
Yeah.
I'm thriving up here. Excuse me. Good. We're going to keep it up. I love checking your ring and my ring. And I'm still trying to figure out how you message me the things so I can do
that. Oh, I just replied on my watch. I have no idea either, Jess.
Oh, I got to figure it out. But that one day I was like, you were like, 1 minute away from something, and I text you and said, you can do it.
I didn't know it. Yes. Yeah.
And then you were like, good luck. And I was like, no, I was
telling you.
That
was for you. That was for you.
I was telling you do 5 jumping jacks. Anyways. No, so we're going to keep up. I know any of our listeners, hopefully we might be sparking you to think about how you want to care for your body as we're all aging. So get out there and do something that, you know, really feels good to you and something you enjoy.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.